The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
Brothers and sisters, we've gathered here tonight. The occasion is the night of the 15th of the blessed month of Dhul Hijjah. And this night and the day of the night, meaning tomorrow, is the special occasion of the birthday of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi al-Naqi, the 10th Imam alayhi salam. And so on this occasion, I want to give my congratulations to all the believers and all the lovers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam on this special occasion. May Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those who are committed to the cause of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And may Allah reward you all for your commemoration and your effort in taking part in this blessed gathering. For our program this evening, I wanted to mention a few points about Imam Ali al-Hadi, and inshallah, one of some stories from his life, some takeaways that we can have from this remembrance and this commemoration. But what I'd like to inshallah speak about this evening is one of the important teachings of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi, Imam Ali al-Hadi alayhi salam, which was the teaching about the special position of the Imam. You all know that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam is the one who taught us the ziyarah, which is known as Ziyarah Jami'a al-Kabira. Ziyarah Jami'a al-Kabira is something which is a very rich treasure that we have from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. When you look at the great treasures that we have, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam gave us treasures in the form of knowledge, in the form of supplications, in the form of ziyarat. Ziyarat meaning texts that we can recite when we want to talk to them, that introduce who they are and their characteristics. Ziyarat Jami Kabira is one of the most famous and one of the greatest texts that we have for the ziyarah of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Ziyarat Jami Kabira, in Ayatul Jawadi Amudi, hafidhahullah, one of the greatest scholars who is alive today, just to give you an idea of how great Ziyarat Jami Kabira is, he says that if you want to know its greatness, then look at Dua Joshan al-Kabir. All of us are probably familiar with Dua Joshan al-Kabir. In Dua Joshan al-Kabir, we have been taught by our Prophet approximately 1,000 names of Allah. And these names of Allah encompass all different dimensions of Allah's greatness and perfection. Somebody who doesn't have the introduction and the profile that Dua Joshan al-Kabir gives us, they might think of God as being, like for example, a God who is a creator, but not one who's very involved with our daily lives. Or they might think of God as being involved with our daily lives and being very powerful and mighty, but not being very merciful. Or they might think of him as being merciful and being mighty, but not being very just, or so on and so forth. And you see people throughout history have come up with different notions of who God is. And many times their understanding of God is limited. But the teachings of the Quran and the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, they show us that Allah is perfect and He is completely perfect in all dimensions. We can't limit Him and say He's this, but He's not that. And one of the best reflections of that is the dua which is known as Joshan al-Kabir. And every Ramadan, we get a chance to go through that and we call upon Allah by all those perfect names. Now, similarly, when it comes to the Ahlul Bayt, when it comes to the Imams, alayhimus salam, there are people who have sometimes a limited understanding of the role of the Imams. For example, there are people who say that, well, the Imams are great. Why are they great? Because they are the children and the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, because they're the family of the Prophet, that's why they're great. And why are they great? Because of that. And that's pretty much it. And there are many Muslims who don't understand anything about the greatness of the Ahlul Bayt beyond the fact that they are the family of the Prophet. What have they done? They've limited the understanding. There are others who say that, oh, we understand that they are the children of the Ahlul Bayt, and they are useful to us when we commit sins. Why? Because we know that one of the greatest ways of getting Allah's forgiveness and His mercy is by going to the doorstep of the Ahlul Bayt and asking and begging the forgiveness of Allah at their doorstep. So we see throughout history, many people have traveled to the shrines of the Ahlul Bayt and they've said that, you know, we're sinners, you know, we need forgiveness from Allah, and they've actually had transformational experiences. Even if they didn't recognize anything more about the Ahlul Bayt, just they understood that these are special people and their graves are special sites that we can get the mercy of and the forgiveness of Allah. That's sometimes the understanding. Sometimes people understand the Ahlul Bayt and they say that they are channels of Allah's rizq. There was a brother who for many years he was struggling. He really wanted children and he was not being given a child. He was not a follower of the Ahlul Bayt per se. He was not somebody who had grown up, you know, being a Shia of the Ahlul Bayt. But he knew from his friends that one of the ways that you can be given and get the rizq of a child was to ask Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And so he makes a journey to Karbala. He goes for ziyarah. He asks at the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and sure enough, soon afterwards, he's given a child, and that becomes a way for him to accept the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and to become a Shia. Now, many people, that's their understanding of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, that they are portals and channels by which we get the rizq of Allah. But when we come to the ziyarah of Jama Kabira, Ayatollah Jawadi Amali says, he says that here, just like in Dua Ajoshan Kabir, what that does for our understanding of Allah, similarly, Ziyarat Jama Kabira, it helps us to understand that we cannot limit the greatness of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. For example, in that ziyarah, we say that the Ahlul Bayt are Sasatul Ibad wa Arkanul Bilad. Sasatul Ibad, literally it means the ones who are in charge of the siyasa of the servants of God. Meaning they are the ones who are in charge of governing the affairs of Allah's creation. And they are Arkanul Bilad, meaning that they are the pillars of the civilization of human beings. Now, if you go and study and ponder upon these two descriptions, you see that the role of the Ahlul Bayt is much more than maybe we might perceive. When we look at, for example, the way that civilizations are run, we think about, well, what's the formal system of governance? You know, who's in charge? Where's the prime minister? Where's the president? Where's the cabinet? Where's the parliament? And we think about that. We think about all the structures, and we think about the economics, you know, the financial system, political system. But behind the scenes, what's really holding it up is the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So these are the types of, you know, teachings that we are given in Ziyarat Jamia Kabira.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adim Alimun Halim Hakimun Matim. Shakur
قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.